Approximation. And so what this is, it's almost like our higher self reaching down and us stepping up. So our approximation is sort of like meeting halfway, meeting at the horizon, meeting at our furthest extension. So we want to feel that lifting off. We want to feel that increase. We want to feel that holy assurance, that holy resurrection. Because what we're doing now is diving in deep. In other words, we're leaving the ground. We're leaving 3D. And so 3D is just the ego just turning around, judgment and guilt. It's just same energy, different day. So just imagine that just sort of like turning, churning in slow motion. But then we are accelerating. So we're moving into higher rafters. We're moving into higher regions. And so when we touch that spectacle, when we touch that approach, and they're just showing me like holiday season and like mistletoe. So the idea is you kiss under the mistletoe. And so it's always that mistletoe is always higher. And so this is what we're acquainting ourselves with. This is what we're liberating ourselves to with delight. So who we're kissing, of course, is our own true nature, our own true self, our own true benevolence. So it's important to allow ourselves to arrive. And so when we arrive, excuse me, just imagine you take a trip. You move from there to here. In other words, there's locomotion, there's increase, there's stamina, there's movement. Of course, it's the journey nowhere because it's not a physical movement, it's a movement of acceleration, of liftoff pleasure. So, in other words, we're receiving our true nature, we're receiving our true entitlement, we're receiving our true birthing. And so, allowing ourselves to proceed. So allowing ourselves to proceed is we're no longer engaged in the old persuasion. In other words, it's sort of like where it's going. It's going really fast to nowhere. And so this is our time of arrival where we're stepping up the advancement. We're stepping up the procedure. We're stepping up the locomotion. And I just have this imagery of like the whole world holding hands. So it's like a picture like you'd see of UNICEF or something, where you just got children of all nationalities holding hands all around the globe, because we want to remember this world that we seem to be accustomed to. It's just a projection of the mind. So it's all us in essence. And so as we accelerate, as we advance, what we do is we see all of life with new extension, all of life with new engagement. And this offers us a new placement of procedure. So it offers us a new placement of endurance. And so that endurance is very relevant. That endurance, just imagine like someone running a 5K or a marathon where they have endurance, they have new procedure, they can rock and roll. In other words, they don't get tuckered out at the first turn. So we want to feel that, because a lot of us, they're saying that we're still paying attention to pastime. So in other words, we our ancient memory is secure. So because we remember who we've been, sometimes it's a little bit hard to cut loose. It's a hard to kind of jockey us out of that old tribute. So we want to have that feeling of acceleration. We want to have that feeling of justification, where you're feeling like someone that does the 5K, someone that does the marathon, where there's a little bit of that endurance. So what this is going to help us do is permit us full transfer. So remember in the beginning, remember that accelerated levity. So in other words, our higher self reaching down, us reaching up. And so we want to feel that buoyancy. We want to feel that increase. We want to feel that excitement. We want to feel that tribute. And so a little bit of that heave-ho excellence. So that heave-ho it's like you're getting somewhere. It's not like heave ho, it's too heavy, I give up. It's like heave ho, acceleration, I'm ready, jump, leap of faith, conclusion. So the conclusion is you're further than yesterday. It has nothing to do with what's changed in the outer realm. It has to do with your own arrival, your own apparatus, your own willingness to come on board. So when we come on board, it's like we come into outstretched hands. So you can think of angels, masters, your higher self, your guides, just welcoming you. So just imagine, like, you know, you're exiting a boat where it's like you got to take a little bit of a skip, a little bit of accelerated prance in order to heave ho, in order to step onto dry land. And so there's accumulated effort. In other words, there's a draw, there's an excellence, there's a homecoming, there's a welcoming calling you near. So this is where we have love's advantage, because the old restriction is just gonna, like, well, don't you care? Don't you wanna have the last say? Don't you wanna see who wins? Don't you wanna look at the accident? Don't you wanna point fingers? Like, it's calling you to nowhere. So we wanna really feel that. So there's this little bit of this pull that's just like, same old, same old. And then there's accelerated draw of excitement. Remember the mistletoe. We're about to be kissed by the beloved. We're about to move into maturation. We're about to move into our homecoming. So we want to feel that excitement, that presence, where we're lifting ourselves into new status. So this new status is a new lease on life, a new engagement, a new protocol. So this is where we have these twists and turns. So again, as we're twisting, as we're turning, we're leaving the old timeline. We don't get to follow along. We don't get to look at the soap opera and see what happens tomorrow. It's like, been there, done that. It's like, I'm ready for movement. I'm ready for new. I'm ready for acceleration. I'm ready for liftoff. I'm ready to receive that extended hand. And allow yourself kind gesturing. Kind gesturing is imperative, because this is about the love for self. This is about love, because we are the divine. We are, our true nature is love. So the answer is always going to be love. The answer is always going to be loving. The answer is always going to be that acceleration of true understanding. So the love that we are, the love that we unite with, is for one and all. So there's no splitting everyone apart, good, bad, right, wrong, crime, you know, like, there's none of that. It's the love that we're quickening, the love that we're understanding, is to be given to many, is to be given to many. So in order to have our plate full, in order to have blessings that are like overflowing, in order to give to many, we are introducing ourselves to the rite of passage. So we want to feel that rite of passage, that homecoming. So you may feel light, you may feel stirring, you may feel obligation of the heart. You may have amnesia, like, I can't even remember what I was upset about. So we're allowing ourselves our true nature, our true gifting, our true understanding, our true placement. Placement is stepping into our right place, stepping into our place of convenience. So the place of convenience is, imagine it's sort of like, now you're trying to steady yourself. So you have to either jump back to steady yourself or forward motion. So this is where we're taking that accelerated liftoff. We're taking that placement, that step of acceleration and that leap of faith into our new tomorrow. Now, it's a leap of faith because it's new. It's actually not new at all, but in terms of what we have been accustomed to, there's this quickening that it's exciting, but a little bit unsettling, because we really don't have the roadmap yet. So this is where the faith and trust comes in. the faith and trust. So allow ourselves to receive that liberal kindness to self, love of self, love of self. For some of us, this is brand new. We've been anything but kind to self. So it's a new approach. One moment. How is love gonna help us? How is kindness gonna help us when we've been just barking at ourselves the whole time? Get up there, you know, the lash or whatever. So again, we're learning the approach of love. We're learning the receptivity of love. We're learning the miracle of love. So again, as we receive our divine appointment, this accelerated presence brings us into maturity. So it's bringing us our true convenience, all the things that we've been after in that lower function never really pleased us anyway. It always came with problems. It was good until it wasn't. So what we're doing is being kinder to ourselves still. In other words, we're moving into our own accelerated victory. So we're not looking without to solve the problems. We're not looking for happiness from without. We're tuning into our own divine grace. So receive on all levels. Receive your homecoming. Receive your welcoming. Receive your divine placement. Take a moment to breathe that in. Just imagine that energy just going into every nook and cranny. See it covering any particular circumstance. And remembering is the circumstance of the heart. Everything we witness in the outer is a projection of our own mind. So what we want is a chance to begin again, a renewal. I don't need you to change. It's my own awarenesses that are receiving liftoff. New accommodations, new arrivals. Gosh, I just see someone getting it very, very quickly. It's like, I'm trying to get this to work out and I'm realizing I don't even want this. So that's what the love does. That's what the miracle does. Is it introduces you to your better acquaintance. Because again, we've been all living under that false treaty of self, false understanding of self. So when we come alive, when we come into full allocation, we move, we adjust, we stop knocking at the wrong doors. Allow love to be received. So it is.